Hello， 大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是木木。
Hello， this is Zelina。
我们经常说饭可以乱吃啊，虽然饭也不能乱吃，你话可不能乱说。所以在聊天的过程当中呢，尤其是和外国朋友聊天的过程当中，有一些什么样的禁忌呢？
So, today we are going to talk about some conversation taboo.
Taboo, 这个 taboo 的意思就是禁忌。
So, a taboo subject, word, activity, etc. is one that people avoid because it is extremely offensive or embarrassing.
对，为了让大家在聊天的过程当中不会感觉到尴尬，也不会踩雷，今天我们来聊聊什么该聊，什么不该聊。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
Okay, Zelina, do you mind people asking about your age?
I mean, now I don't, because I've lived in China way too long, but it's actually not something you should do.
So there, you mean lots of people ask your age, right?
Always.
所以呢，就是大家还是要注意一下，不要随便问别人的年纪，不该问的就不要问。
So, there's a saying by Robert Frost, where a diplomat is a man who always remembers a woman's birthday, but never remembers her age.
Yeah, do you agree with it?
Yes, it is said that you never ask a woman her age.
对，我来分析一下这句话，这个 diplomat, 除了外交官之外呢，还有通权达变之人，就聪明的人，真正的绅士啊，这句话的意思。你真正的绅士，你应该记住女人的生日，而要忘记女人的年纪。
Yes, and then the second one is politics.
I agree. 所以第二个我们不要讨论的就是这个政治。Different countries have different cultures, so we should respect all of them.
It is about respect. So usually we don't talk about these topics, so the conversation can go smoothly.
Yeah, definitely right. And, 如果你想让这个对话很顺利的持续下去呢，这里用到的表达是 go smoothly. 还有 anything else? We don't talk about politics.
We don't talk about political orientation. Tardis is a political figure, political consciousness, political policy. Basically, nothing that deals with the government is talked about.
Definitely. 就是我们最好还不要谈这个什么呢？比如说这个 political orientation, 就是政治取向，以及 partisan, right?、
Mm-hmm.
就是这个党派的支持者，还有这个 political figures, 一些政治人物，你的一些政治意识，还有一些 policy, 一些政治的一些政策，尤其是不要谈论这个 government, 谈论政府的一些事情。除非你们就是关系特别好。What if you a good relationship with good friends and you know a lot about politics? Can we talk about it?
I mean, if you both accept that you might not agree, I think it's okay. Ugh, we better choose some more relaxed topics.
You bet. The next one, financial status.Can we regard it as a taboo topic?
For sure, that is something you never ask back home.
就是如果我们刚刚一个认识一个人啊，你最好就不要聊这个 income 收入，还有一些经济状况，都不是特别礼貌。It's a personal question, right?
Yep.
But if I want to know your job, how do I ask you in a polite way?
You can say, so may I ask, what do you do? It is polite and it lets someone say no if they want to.
如果我们真的很想知道对方是做什么的，工作是什么，我们可以非常礼貌地说 so may I ask, what do you do? So the last one is about relationship, just like, do you have a boyfriend? Are you single? Are you married?
I feel like if you know each other well, it's okay to ask. But if I just met you, it's a little rude to ask if I have a BF or a husband.
Yeah, sure. I remember the first time we recorded the first podcast about some movie lines. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I asked you that question. Do you have a boyfriend? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm used to it. I live in China. Even cab drivers ask me that now.
所以呢，这个可能是文化的问题，我们经常可能是比较八卦，见面就问，哎，你有女朋友吗？你有男朋友吗？所以大家呢，还是需要注意一下的。这么多 sensitive topics 都不能问，那我们聊天到底可以说什么呢？
We can talk about common interests.
Good idea. If we meet a new friend, you can start like this way. Have you got any hobbies?
I enjoy reading, writing, and playing arcade games.
对，如果你要回答这个问题的时候，可以用 enjoy 这个词就可以了。比如说 ，I enjoy watching movies. 我比较喜欢看电影。
Yep. You can also talk about some upcoming events.
对 ，it's a good one. Upcoming 就是即将到来的。我们都会西方、东方这些都会有不同的节日，对吧？我们可以一起讨论，应该还蛮有趣的。Just like the past Mid-Autumn Festival and the upcoming Halloween.
Yeah, you maybe can ask people what they did during the holiday or what they will dress as for Halloween.
对，我们可以聊一聊，比如说刚刚过去的中秋节和即将到来这个万圣节，聊聊这个假期都做了什么呀？万圣节打算弄个什么样的装扮啊？等等。
Sometimes we can also share some memories.
Yeah, we can share some childhood memories. 童年的一些回忆，比如说这个尿裤子 pee pants.
Pee your pants. Oh my, that's terrible.
对 it's terrible. 还可以谈论一些最近发生的一些丢脸的事情啊，来拉近这个彼此之间的距离。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
Okay, my last question is, are there any other conversation taboos we have to pay attention to?
It all depends on where you're from or who you're talking to. I think it's just better to be safe than sorry and then maybe offend someone.
对，就是这取决于你来自哪里，你在和谁说话，所以大家说话的时候还是需要注意一下，千万不要乱说话。那么今天呢，我们这期节目就到这里了，希望大家能够以后听完这期节目之后能够好好说话，好好提问。
See you, 下期见
Finally
啊
下期见，拜拜